Hi, this is Alex Vanderu, and welcome to the first and probably only episode of this podcast named Radiation and Radioisotopes in Sterilizing Medical Equipment. So obviously in this episode, we're going to answer the question of how are radiation and radioisotopes used in sterilizing these medical instruments? Well, first, we must recognize that there are many different types of sterilization. You have your chemicals, which is such as alcohol, which are used in cleaning regular wounds, your heating, your radiation, which is what we're going to be talking about today, and boiling. So, radiation has many different applications in sterilization. One sterilization means when all the bacteria or organisms on a certain medical instrument, such as a scalpel or a scissor, are dead. So this is accomplished by radiation. It kills the bacteria by destroying the cell's chromosomes. So this radiation then ionizes the atoms and molecules, creating charged particles and free radicals. Now, the term radical is an interesting one because in chemistry, a radical is an atomic or molecular species with unpaired electrons on an otherwise open shell configuration. These unpaired electrons are usually highly reactive due to the small number on the outside shell, so these radicals are likely to take part in various chemical reactions. So these free radicals then cause breaks in the DNA structure, which causes the overall cell to become unstable. And if it becomes unstable or damaged enough, it will not be able to function properly or reproduce quickly enough, resulting in its untimely death. Now, there is another part of radiation known as gamma radiation that is used a lot in sterilization. Gamma rays are ionizing radiation. Unlike alpha and beta particles, they are rays, not particles. Particles are usually too big to fit in any of the medical instruments of today. So therefore, these gamma rays then kill all the bacteria. This gamma radiation is then emitted by various radioisotopes. These radioisotopes are atoms with an unstable nucleus undergoing the process of radioactive decay. An example of one of these isotopes is called cobalt-60. So these cobalt-60 is a synthetic radioactive isotope of cobalt with a half-life of around 5.28 years. It is produced artificially in nuclear reactors. So how this works is these gamma rays are used as high-energy electromagnetic waves. They can easily pass through medical equipment such as a syringe, for example. Now the syringe is important in a very, very popular procedure that doctors go through when using these gamma rays. So radiation is used to sterilize these medical instruments by putting a clean instrument, such as the said syringe, in an airtight bag so that air cannot pass into it. The bag is then placed in a big field of radiation that can penetrate the bag, such as the gamma radiation. So why is gamma radiation used? It's usually regarded as a very dangerous thing in places such as outer space. So gamma radiation is used mainly to reduce the risk of infection and prevent the spread of infections and illnesses by killing all the bacteria, even the smallest ones. So gamma rays are also very penetrating and very effective, as I just said, and they are a great way to assure the safety of the public health.